This is Radio Kate catching up with February topics, and if you want to see what the final list of topics are, check out blog.audioboo.fm. And I know we're in the final week, it's not too late to join us, just make sure you put the February tag on your audioboos and come and join our lovely community. And the topic for today was suggested by McColgan, and it's what would you find hardest to give up for a month, and what if it were for a year? I think, quite embarrassingly, I would find it really hard to give up either my phone or basically access to the internet. You know, I have so many contacts on Twitter and email and Facebook, and you know, and I get my news from there, and I arrange where I'm meeting my friends, and I get ideas and inspiration, and I use it to blog, and I think I'd just feel really cut off if I didn't have that kind of interaction. I suppose losing my phone, I would also then lose my ability to call people. And yeah, I think I'd find that pretty tough, actually. I find that when I've gone on holiday and I've got no mobile signal or no ability to call anyone, I find it quite tough. And I know that sounds quite sad, really, doesn't it, that I can't disconnect. But sometimes I see something amazing and I just think, oh, I'd love to share that with whoever. And the easiest way to do that these days is, you know, take a quick picture and maybe send them a tweet. Say, oh, yeah, I saw this and I thought of you. Or record an audio boo and say, oh, wow, you know, listen to the sound of the waves crashing on the, you know, and the crunch of the pebbles on the beach under my feet. And here I am looking over the pier and whatever. Yeah, I'd miss it. I'd miss that connectivity. If it were for a year that I had to give something up, and let's just say it wasn't my phone, I think there are two things I'd find difficult. One is giving up my passport, probably one of my most prized possessions. And secondly, cheese. Basic, but cheese. I don't think I could live without cheese. I'm addicted to it. Chocolate? Yeah. That's, you know, that's tough, but no, cheese I think would be the one that I would really, really struggle with. In fact, when I was in South America, I didn't have that much cheese, and it did bother me. Excuse me for yawning. It did bother me, and I remember being in a place called Uyuni in the south of Bolivia, and it was really, really cold, and it had been cold for, you know, days, and my bones were cold, and I get a bit grumpy when I'm cold. I didn't like it, and I feel pathetic. And we went into this restaurant, a group of people I was with, and everybody opted for the menu del dia, which was, you know, a soup and then some kind of pasta with tomato sauce. And I looked down the thing, and they had macaroni cheese on the menu. And I was like, oh my goodness, wow. You know, my mum used to make this fantastic, amazing, tasty macaroni cheese. And it's such a kind of home comfort kind of a food. And I just thought, yes, that's what I'm having. So everybody else ordered their food, and I ordered my macaroni cheese. And the waitress said, you know, are you sure? I was like, yes, I have never been, you know, at that moment I thought, I've never been so sure of anything in my life. I really, really, really want warming macaroni cheese. And you can imagine my disappointment when what came out was neither macaroni nor cheese, really. It was a plate of dry penne pasta and a sprinkling of fake parmesan on the top, and nothing else, no sauce, nothing. And I was like, oh, I really wanted a macaroni cheese, oh. And I had to sort of pull a sad face and take a spoon of tomato sauce from everybody else's bowl, which was a bit pathetic. But yes, that is the worst macaroni cheese I've ever had in my life, and most definitely the most disappointing. So yeah, those are my things. Internet/phone, passport, cheese.